Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome a group that I'm not particularly familiar with yet. The Newport String Project is here, represented by the artistic director and co-founder, well, two titles in one, Alina McMullen is here, and tell us a little bit about yourself. First off, let's start with your first name. Did I say Aline right?
You said it beautifully, Mike. Thank you.
Well, there you go. All right. It's an Irish name, I presume.
It is an Irish name. I am originally from Donegal in the northwest corner of Ireland.
It's dear old Donegal, isn't
it? Dear old Donegal, right. Yes. Much beloved. And yes, I moved to the US about 15 years ago now. And I was a student at the Boston Conservatory for a couple of years. And then moved on to a fellowship program at Community Music Works in Providence. And
Sebastian.
Where Sebastian, of course, has been doing wonderful work over a very long period of time. And through that fellowship, actually, myself and a colleague, Emily Holmes Hicks, co-founded the Newport String Project after completing the fellowship. We had this really wonderful opportunity to learn about the community of Newport and hear a little bit about what was really going well down there and what community members felt would be really valuable in the community. And together, 10 years ago, we set up the Newport String Project as a chamber music performance and youth mentoring organization. So at the heart of our work is really the theme of access. And it's really important to us that through our performances by our resident ensemble, the Newport String Quartet, that we are engaging a really diverse, inclusive audience down in Newport. And alongside that, we also have a really robust youth mentoring program that engages 40 students in weekly free lessons in violin, viola, and cello. So each of the students takes lessons with a member of the Newport String Quartet, and they also have their own performance series of events throughout throughout the community. So it's been really so rewarding to see the evolution of this organization over the last 10 years, and we're really excited to be starting our 11th season. It's fully underway, and we are really delighted to be here to have this chance to chat with you about all the exciting things we have coming up this season.
Wow, that's a lot of information, huh? the Newport String Quartet, do you perform other places? You're involved with that. You're
yes.
One of the violinists.
I am one of the violinists, along with my colleagues in the quartet, Kenny Trotter, who's a violinist, Santiago Vasquez Laredo is the violist, and Jacob McKay is the cellist. And one of the things that we love to do is to perform in both traditional spaces like art museums, libraries, those kinds of places, and also very alternative spaces. So we can be found popping up at local community centers. We have a wonderful partnership with the MLK Community Center in Newport. Also at community meals, the hospital, all of these places, we've done pop-ups. So this is one of the ways that we really seek to bring music into all the different corners mm-hmm. and nooks and crannies of Newport. So in December, we have coming up our the second segment of our Newport County Concert Series, and we'll be performing on December 2nd and December 3rd. And on December 2nd, we'll be at the Newport Art Museum. And on December 3rd, we'll be at the Four Corners Arts Center in Tiverton. So one of the really exciting things for us about the Newport County Concert Series is that it gives us a chance to perform in spaces in Newport, which is certainly our home, and also in towns in the surrounding towns in Newport County also. So it sort of expands our reach right across Newport County.
But you never go over the bridge, right?
Yes.
need a passport for that. No, so the... It sounds like you're extremely active in the Newport area, but do you perform outside of the Newport area or the Aquidneck Island?
We definitely, yes, we have performed in other spaces too, and we're looking forward to sort of expanding our reach. Yeah.
Do you ever work with the Community Music Works anymore?
We have such a wonderful long-time partnership with them, and we are really thrilled recently that Community Music Works received a very exciting award that was secured through Senator Whitehouse's office. And the Newport String Project is a partner organization in that award. And that award is specifically around expanding the reach of our educational programs. Mm-hmm. For Community Music Works, obviously, in Providence, and for us down in Newport. So we're really thrilled about having such a long-standing partnership with Community Music Works. Which
Excellent. All right, well, we're going to find out more in a little while, but let's get to some music. Tell us about this first piece that we're going to be listening to.
Yeah, the first piece is by a composer named Erwin Schulhoff, and it is the tango from his Five Pieces for String Quartet. This is one of the pieces that will be featured on our December program. He's a really fascinating composer that was really one of the geniuses of his time and unfortunately perished during the Holocaust. And so his music in recent years has been having a real revival. And I think it sort of reflects one of the things that's really important to us in terms of programming our concerts, which is highlighting composers that maybe have not been given the attention that they so deserve on the concert stage. So yeah, this is his tango.
Thank you.
The Newport String Project does have a website, correct?
We certainly do. Yes, it's newportstringproject.org. And that's one of the places that you'll find our list of all of our events happening this season 11 that we're celebrating this year. And on the website, you'll also find a place to join our mailing list. You can, of course, find us on Instagram and Facebook also. And we have a very robust YouTube channel as well. So we encourage you to check that
out
as
well.
You're
not on MySpace.
Not on MySpace, yes. That's old school.
Well, I'm old, so there you go. All right. Well, let's get to this next piece of music. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the next piece of music is by a composer who is affectionately known as the father of the string quartet, of course, is Haydn. And the piece that you're going to hear is Haydn's Opus 20, number 6, which is one of the group of quartets known as the Sun Quartets. And it is it gets that name from an image of the sun that was on the very earliest edition of those pieces of music. As a string quartet, I think one of the things that we just love to do is play his music, because it's just really encompasses such a range of music. It's always a gift to get to play some Haydn.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, take a short break, and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
The Newport String Project is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Aline McMullen, and we were talking about some of the things that the project has done over the last 11 years. You don't look old enough to have been there for 11 years, but we'll leave that at that. Since it's radio, people can use their imagination.
That's great.
There you go. We talked a little bit about your Irish heritage and the fact that you know, you've come here from Donegal, and I'm a little bit curious. Was music a big part of your early life?
It definitely was. I mean, I come from a part of the country that has a really rich heritage of fiddling, certainly. I would say that I didn't have as much access to that, looking back on it now, as I wish I had had. Mm-hmm. And so, but it's, yeah, it's it definitely is a source of pride for me that, yeah, that part of the country is so known for its music and has been such a hub of amazing traditional Irish music.
And did you start with the violin or did you start with something else?
I definitely started with violin, and there was some tin whistle in my life. There was mm-hmm. the other. Okay. We definitely, yes, had that exposure to those kinds of things with my earliest teachers, which was so, so fun. But I think, yeah, it's actually really interesting now in my life to be working with composers and playing music by composers where they are really exploring how to incorporate folk elements into the medium of chamber music. And actually, the next piece that we're about to hear is a perfect example of that. This composer, Dana Lynn, is a wonderful New York-based composer who has a really fascinating, eclectic career, but is a really incredible Irish fiddler and does a lot of music that is really, to me, it kind of breaks down Irish music and puts it back together in these really unexpected, fresh, irresistible ways. And so last year we had a really great chance to perform her string octet at Ochre Court alongside the Apple Hill String Quartet. And this is a really fantastic piece of music that really reflects that combination of fiddling with chamber music sensibilities. We're really looking forward actually to returning to Ochre Court later in the year on March 24th with an exciting concert then. So that's certainly one that people want to look out for.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to that piece. Thank you. I know the concert on December 2nd is going to be at the Newport Art Museum, and then on the 3rd in Tiverton, correct?
That's right.
Do you ever have the chance to get into places that aren't expected to be hearing?
Yes, absolutely. So during the pandemic, when we didn't have the option of live performances in the way that people are used to, we really wanted to think creatively about how we could continue to have pathways for people to access really inspiring musical experiences. So during that year, we brought the quartet to a variety of locations around Newport that are maybe a little bit off the beaten path. And those places included Fort Adams, the officers' quarters at Fort Adams, the Newport Congregational Church, Belmont Chapel, these really intimate settings that where it would not really be practical to have a real concert, but it was the perfect setting to do a filmed performance by the Newport String Quartet. We had a particular highlight last season, which was that we got the chance to visit Clingstone, which is known as the House on the Rocks, which you can see as you travel over the Pell Bridge.
Yeah.
So thanks to some dear friends of ours, we were able to go there to do one of our Hidden Newport series. And one of the things that we really enjoy doing also is when we're choosing the repertoire that we're playing, we like to think about ways to connect it to the setting in which we're playing. And if you go on our YouTube channel, you'll see the extraordinary views that can be seen all around Clingstone from the House on the Rocks. Hmm. And we chose to pair that setting with a piece by Edward Toldra, which is called Visions of the Sea. So I think we're going to hear a little bit of that one next.
Excellent.
Thank you.
the Newport String Project. Subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and we've been talking a lot about the music and what the music means, and that last story was very interesting about Clingstone. I got to tell you, I'm jealous. I've always wanted to get into that house, but I'm sure a lot of people that have been on the bay or at Fort Adams and they look out and they see it, or driving over the bridge, all have that same feeling of like, that
I think that's
really
been
cool.
A really rewarding part of that Hidden Newport project is that it's introduced people from far away to a lot mm-hmm. of really incredible locations in Newport. But for the local people also, it's kind of given mm-hmm. them a little window into some spaces that they've been familiar with from the outside, but they've never been inside. So it's been a really neat project.
And that's available on your YouTube channel, which is that connected to the website?
It is, yes. Okay. All of these are available on our website and on our YouTube channel. And we're hoping to continue to add to that archive.
And you even have a phone number.
We have a phone number.
People still use telephones, but I see it listed on your press release. So.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Yeah. So if you would like to be in touch with us and reach out to us, we have a wonderful administrator, Shauna, and you can reach us at 401-330-0678.
Excellent. And when you reach Shauna, just say, hey, I'd like an autographed picture or something.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
Get something from her, you know, make her do some work. All right. We have two more pieces of music to go in the program. And I do want to mention that like any organization of your, nonprofit organization, you're always interested in some help. And that can come in the form of donations. That's also available on the website, right?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. So as I mentioned, we're in our 11th season this year, and we are really very excited and looking forward to strengthening this organization so that it can really thrive for many years to come. And that is a really essential part of that is the support from the community. We're so grateful to have had a lot of really wonderful support from foundations and especially from individuals over the years. But yes, absolutely. We need that support in order to continue to make our concert programming and our educational programming free and to make sure that we are really able to fulfill our mission in the way that we want to in terms of making things really accessible for everybody in Newport.
Excellent. Tell us about this next piece.
Yeah, this next piece is a really wonderful little gem by William Grant Still. It is called Summerland. It's actually originally written for piano, but the version you're about to hear is a version for a string quartet.
Thank you.
Well, we just have one more piece of music to go, and we're going to wrap this up. It's been a pleasure to have you on the program with us and finding out everything about Newport String Project and the Newport, your quartet as such. Mm-hmm. We know that we're talking about an event on December 2nd and 3rd coming up at the Newport Art Museum, and then on, that's the 2nd, and on the 3rd in Tiverton, and you mentioned the hall in Tiverton was...
is the Four Corners Art Center.
Corners Art Center. I've been there. Okay. So those will be taking place, and you have other things. You have concerts in February and April.
We sure do. We're busy. Yes. Yeah, so in February 3rd and 4th, we'll be at the Jamestown Art Center and at Trinity Church in Newport.
You went over the bridge.
Yes, indeed. And we also, as I mentioned, in March, we'll be having our wonderful free community concert at Ochre Court at Salve Regina University. Mm-hmm. That's become a real highlight of our season. So we encourage you to watch out for that one. We also have concerts in April. And then in June, we have our annual Resounding Gala. And this is a really special celebration of everything really that the Newport String Project does. It's become one of my favorite events of the year. It takes place at IRIS, which is the International Yacht Restoration School in Newport. So it's a really interesting space. It's a kind of a warehouse space that during the year, the students are learning how to restore the boats. And then they have their graduation. The boats go all out in the water. And the next day we come in and it becomes a concert hall. So it's a really wonderful occasion. And one of the pieces that is really special about it is that we have the students from our Midland High School age orchestra, the Big Sky Orchestra is what we call them. They join us for a little side-by-side performance as a kind of opening act for that. And then we also have a featured performance by the Newport String Quartet, often with guest musicians too. So it's a really special event, and I think really reflects the kind of community that's growing around this organization. It's very exciting.
All right. Let's give the a little bit more credit to the quartet. The members of the quartet are, beside yourself.
Yes, the members of the quartet are myself. Kenny Trotter is the other violinist. Santiago Vasquez Laredo is the violist. And Jacob McKay is the cellist. And they are a really extraordinary group of colleagues that I really feel so fortunate to get to work with every week. And it's been a very exciting chapter for us to really dig into what it means to be in a string quartet that is rehearsing every single week and then teaching every single week. And it's a really intensive partnership that we have. But I think one of the things that makes me most excited about string quartets is the way they work together as a community. So there's like all sorts of things going on always in terms of listening and being flexible and adjusting. And I think these are all the skills that really...
And working with the students.
And working with the students, exactly. Yeah. And we hope that those skills are really something that the students take with them also. So it's a really special kind of role that we get to be in, to get to work together this intensively and also get to build these long-term relationships with our students, which is really very, very rewarding.
Excellent. All right. Well, tell us about this last piece of music.
Yes, this last piece of music actually also has a little Rhode Island connection to it. It is called Strum by Jesse Montgomery. And Jesse Montgomery was a member of the Providence String Quartet at Community Music Works for many years. And since then, went on to focus on her composing and has really just had the most incredible career and is getting all sorts of exciting commissions and awards. And and she still somehow continues to be just one of the most sort of special musicians around. And I think very fortunate that we have a connection to her in this way. And this is one of her pieces for string quartet that has become this modern classic. So we hope you enjoy this one.
Excellent. Ali McMullen is who you've been listening to. She is the artistic director and co-founder of the Newport String Project. This piece is a little bit lengthy, so we'll listen to it as much as time allows. I'm Mike Mano, and look forward to seeing you all again next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.